This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Apparently for HBO series, Chernobyl has just earned the best audience rating review ever, topping even Breaking Bad.
I mean, until Handmaid's Tale comes out on Sunday, but okay. I will say I do enjoy the Chernobyl show because I'm fascinated with the Chernobyl disaster.
Crazy.
And what's even crazier about it, a lot of people have no idea about it. Like, I've talked to full-grown adults about Chernobyl, and they're like, what's that? I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, it could have ended the world, pretty much.
How do you not know about the disaster in 1986?
If they wouldn't have stopped the damage, like, as this nuclear plant was melting, it would have taken over, especially the eastern part of the world. So it is a fascinating story, not only what led to the disaster, but the relief that the fact that they saved the friggin' world. Yes, like a city went down, but yes, it could have been so much worse.
But it also was a huge eye-opener for residents and people knowing, like, wait a minute, the government covers up what?
Yeah.
In the 80s, knowing that, and there were a lot of people that were scared, and a lot of pregnant women were forced to abort because they thought that their children were going
right
to have issues.
Because even if they weren't showing signs from
The radiation.
It's just a wild story.
And if you Google Chernobyl, you'll be on the internet for 4 hours, trust me.
Have you heard of parents stashing grad cash before?
The only grad stash I know about was like my date. Like that 17-year-old trying to grow out a mustache.
Oh, got it. And was it nice?
No.
At least there was some hair on his face, unlike your eyebrows.
True. Back then, I did not know the importance of filling those in.
Wow, that was a deep burn. I'm sorry. That was a 14-year-old burn.
Okay, so what... Okay, first of all, grad money was a thing?
Yes.
Did I get it?
You get money when you graduate high school from, like, your aunts and uncles, grandparents.
Did I get that?
Family friends sometimes step up. Like, you get some crappy gifts, too. I got a diploma holder that was, like, engraved, and they spelt my name wrong. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with this? I don't even know if I got a diploma. Anyway, cash is, like, the go-to. $50.
Okay.
Did you have, like, a barbecue at your house?
No.
With, like, family, friends, and stuff when you graduated?
No.
Yeah,
you have to keep in mind I was the third child. Like, once I was graduating, they were like, yeah, been there, done that twice.
Okay. See, for me, I think I had all of these celebrations because my parents didn't think I would graduate. So it was like, yeah, let's throw them a party. You know, grad cash is pretty normal, but apparently stealing it is normal as well.
Like the parents are stealing it from their children?
Yes.
How does that work?
And they're saying, like, this cash is going towards university. This is going towards your first month's rent.
Okay.
When you start college, those kinds of things.
And then what happens? The cash put in a card and then the parents just take back the card?
Yeah. So, like, what's happening? Usually a high school kid will get a card with money in it and be like, oh, thank you so much. And then set it aside.
The dad just pockets it.
Yeah, that's a thing. I'd be very angry. It kind of makes sense now that I'm a parent and I'm like, I could probably...
You don't need all of this money. Like, I need to go buy a six-pack of beer, so I'm just going to take this 20.
I've been chucking hundreds a month into a university savings.
Good for you.
So, yeah, I'll take this 60. Weird Date Wednesday, my favorite time of the week other than Friday and Saturday.
So, Rob wrote in, and it's so short and sweet, and it gets right to the point. We want to hear your weird date stories, and all he says is, chicken wings and utensils? Nope.
Oh, damn.
So that must have happened on a date. You know, I think it's risky going for wings on a first date. It's such an awkward thing to eat in front of someone.
Especially when you eat wings like me. Where I just, like, take the drumstick and put it all the way in and then just suck off all the meat.
Just spit out the bone. Or people that eat their wings and their saucy wings and they don't wipe their hands the entire time they're eating it. So their hands just build up with sauce and you're like, you gonna wipe that or, like, at least lick your fingers?
Plus, like, 90% of the dudes you date have mustaches. So they end up with hot wing sauce all up in their stash. Little cliffhangers hanging on.
Ew.
Little drips of sauce.
Okay, let's not talk. Let's move on.
Dangling off the stash. What do you got for a weird date story, man?
Hey, buddy. my girlfriend and I in seventh grade. We were 12. And so we came back to my place and had some pizza. And my sister was there, and she walked in naked, grabbed a slice of pizza, and kind of left. It was weird.
It was your younger sister, because if it was like your 23-year-old sister, that's pretty weird.
She was two.
Yeah, it was like a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, she was two. Yeah.
I mean, that story reminds me of growing up with some of my girlfriends and going over to their house, and their older brothers would just be in the kitchen naked or in just their underwear. And
what,
you know,
what happens in St. Albert?
Right? What is with families that are a bit too comfortable being naked around either their siblings they don't care when there's company over, and they just have like their hand, they're scratching their parts and just casually talking to you, and you're like, really? Or parents that walked around in their underwear when you'd go over to your friends' houses. Like, what?
I don't.
That never happened to you growing up?
None of this.
Weird. Okay. Me either.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. You made a blanket statement that I don't think should have been a blanket statement, saying it's odd how often your friends, siblings, and parents were like comfortably nude or near nude around you when you were at their house.
All the time. Like, that's just not a normal thing that other people have experienced?
I mean, I remember, I guess my buddy's brother used to, he'd wear gaunch around the house until like 2 p.m.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just always was floored by how confident and carefree these people were that I was over. And they would still come down into the kitchen in just their briefs. Or their mom would be in their underwear.
Everybody does this, though. Yeah, I've never seen any of my friends' moms in their underwear. Except for in my dreams.
Yeah, exactly. Creep. But
you said you had a friend whose mom would take dumps with the door open.
She would have the door like halfway open. And she would be on the toilet talking to us. Having conversations with us.
Playing Game Boy.
Yeah. And that was just normal, I thought.
But apparently it's not normal.
No, we got a text in saying, I've experienced families who go number two with the door open.
No. What? What world? I'm never going to St. Albert again. You guys are messed up out there.
Sarah said, my best friend growing up, her mom was way too comfortable being naked.
No.
It's a thing.
It's not a thing.
Stacy says, I agree with Lisa. My friend's parents used to do that all the time. It happens more than you think.
Taking dumps with the door open when there's people?
I guess so.
Were they Vikings? I think most people have had to sneak out of a house before, right?
Yeah.
I had a friend who dressed up as Cinderella for a Halloween party, ended up going home with a guy. The next day, she's sneaking out of the house gingerly in her Cinderella the day after outfit.
Ooh, you know, that day after drinking makeup disaster.
Yeah, and especially Halloween makeup. Anyway, so she gets downstairs, and it was this guy's niece's birthday party at the house, and all the kids are like, it's Cinderella! So she had to walk around and bless all these kids while the mom sat there having coffee, knowing exactly what was happening.
Just judging her hard, hey?
Yeah, this story's pretty awesome. It's going viral. A dad live tweeted his son, who had some company over, and she was trying to sneak out.
Just convinced the parents had no idea she was there, hey?
Right.
Yeah.
The dad is aware. He knows that the mom's going to lose it. So let me read through some of these tweets. So my stepson has a girl upstairs in his room and stayed the night. My wife doesn't know yet. I'm curious on how he plans to smuggle her out now that the whole family is awake. And now we wait. An update a few minutes later. People asking for updates. She's still here. The wife has gone into full Saturday house cleaning mode.
Oh, no.
Still hasn't noticed the cute white shoes by the door. This could be his chance while she's distracted.
I can't believe she didn't bring her shoes upstairs. What a rookie move.
Totally, right? No one in this house would have all white shoes was the next update, and he just took a picture of the shoes. Next, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My wife is cleaning so hardcore. She doesn't even notice me standing behind her taking this picture. Music cranked all the way. Now's the chance. Will he seize the opportunity?
If this dad was a good man, he would grab his wife and bring her in a room and distract her for a bit so they have a chance. But once a mom is in cleaning mode, you can't break it.
I think, yeah, exactly. I think I'd probably do the same thing with the live tweet updates.
You probably would live for this.
Next up, and the wife is done in the bathroom and has moved on to the kitchen. The kitchen is at the bottom of the stairs. Oof. So he writes, then he did a Twitter poll and said, who are you rooting for? Young Love or Mama Bear? And 63% was Young Love. I hear definite moving around in his room right above me. It's 10:39 a.m. and this poor girl hasn't had a chance to even pee this morning.
That's the worst.
Next, the update that we got was, I think he might be waiting it out. The wife usually lays down and reads after lunch, especially after cleaning all morning.
Okay, so the son knows his mom's schedule, so they're waiting it out.
Could he be waiting for that? Can she hold her pee for another hour or so? I have no idea what they're thinking up there. He managed to, oh my God, she came down to use the bathroom. It's one of his closest friends. Mom might believe it's just a friendly sleepover. He should totally play that card, but he didn't. I don't even know if the wife saw her come downstairs to use the bathroom. She said nothing, and it's not like I can ask yet. Oh my God, this kid, nonchalant AF, he casually strolls downstairs, grabbed the shoes, and went back upstairs, side-eyeing me the whole way past. I shot him a little wink. They're going to hit that side door, I bet. And finally, closure. Sure enough, they hit the side door and they gone. I don't know about you, but I need a drink after that, Suspense, he tweeted. Thanks for following along. That was amazing.
Mom never found out?
Not a clue. Hannah, our midday girl, just a sweetheart.
Yeah, she's the best.
She posted a picture of a bath bomb yesterday. And it looks like she was just about ready to get in the tub.
Yeah, just a basic B, and I love it so much.
So it's just a picture of her hand putting in the bath bomb. There is a reflection opportunity there. People have been caught screwing up and posting a picture where they're like nude in the background by accident before. She's not, but we're going to pretend she is and just mess with her a bit.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Hannah? Good. We just wanted to give you a heads up on something Lisa noticed this morning.
Okay.
You posted a picture like yesterday of like a bath bomb or something.
Yeah.
And like the reflection in the tap is a thing.
You can stop.
So you can like see you.
That's not true.
There's like even a few comments underneath of it.
Yeah, people are like.
No way.
Well,
oh my God.
Yeah, I'd go check it again.
Yeah, I would go check and shave too.
Oh my God, I hate you so much. Well, I'm like 5 minutes away. When I get in there, I swear to God. Trending
this hour. The next season of Black Mirror has been released on Netflix. I'm looking through people's tweets who stayed up all night to crush every episode. They said it's amazing yet terrifying. Miley just absolutely smashes it episode that she's in. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those shows where you watch it because it's intriguing, but it also is really scary and it makes you want to stop the uprise of technology before it's too late. But guess what? It's too late. Today is Camp Day, Tim Hortons. If you're wondering why the lineups are a bit longer, it's because people are there to support the kids who get to go to camp. So if you buy a coffee, that money goes towards that. It's pretty cool.
New episodes of Handmaid's Tale. I have a rough time saying that every time I
know,
say it.
I know, same. And I've watched every season so far. I'm like, wait, is it Handmaids or Handmaid Tales?
Exactly. I'll just go with DuckTales. I'll watch that instead.
DuckTales!
DuckTales. So, Handmaid's Tale.
There we go.
Third season.
Blessed be the fruit.
Hulu. Anyway. Tracy Morgan, you hear what happened with him? Okay, so he got in a car accident, not nearly as severe as his last one, thankfully. And he's fine. He said he's got a bit of a sore hip. But here's the sad part. He was in a brand new $2 million Bugatti. He had just taken it off the lot. Like, this was two blocks after he got it. A $2 million car.
I'm picturing Tracy Morgan's reaction as soon as the two cars collided, him being like, darn it! not again. Like, you know the paparazzi's following you the entire duration anyway. They're already taking pictures and posting them. That
would suck.
Can you
imagine the insurance on a $2 million car?
Can you imagine having enough money to fill a car's gas tank? Like a Chevy Cruze?
Yeah. Like.
Oh, yeah. No, same.
Most of us can do that.
Yeah.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.